Mike Reese joins us as our NFL insider regarding the New England Patriots and 23rd pick of the draft, normally where we kind of see the Patriots late in the 20s or in the 30s. Mike, let's start with the obvious question. Do they try to make a move up to grab some quarterback now with Tom Brady down in Tampa Bay?
Well, Peter, Katie, great to be with you this morning. I hope you're well and healthy. And look, here's the thing with the Patriots and their draft. They pick at 23, and then they don't have a second-round pick because they traded it to the Falcons for Mohamed Sanu last year. So their next pick is back at 87, and usually Bill Belichick likes to close those gaps in the board. So I think the idea of moving up, they might not have the ammunition to do that if they're going to go that high into the top 10. So maybe like a more modest jump if one of those players slides down the board into striking distance.
Mike, is Jordan Love at all an option or a prospect that they are excited about potentially if he's still on the board when it gets to 23?
Katie, I wish I had the definitive answer for you. So I have to sort of work the edges on this, and I would say right now at quarterback, they have Jarrett Stidham and Brian Hoyer. And Jarrett Stidham, they drafted in the fourth round last year, and they really like him. And he had a year to learn behind the scenes from Tom Brady, which in and of itself is a great education. And my sense would be no on Love, but it's only a sense, and I can't say that definitively. And the reason I say it is I think part of that is if they went in that direction, it would be acknowledging that the year they had with Stidham, they don't believe that he can be the guy. And I'm not sure that they're there right now.
Last question here from Mike Reese, joining us here on Best Week Ever, talking AFC East and this NFL takeover. With training camp and all-season workouts and OTAs probably being moved back because of this pandemic, do you think that Belichick, who's already a defensive-minded coach, might lean a little bit even heavier towards the draft and go DN or go defensive-minded guys versus, you know, grabbing a tight end with that 23rd pick?
So, ideally, they would love a tight end. You know, last year at this time, we were saying, how are they going to replace Rob Gronkowski? And even they acknowledged there's no one tight end that could replace Rob Gronkowski. Well, they tried like three or four, and the, you know, total tight end picture didn't come close to what they lost without Gronkowski. So they're still asking themselves the same question. But, Peter, the problem in this year's draft is that there doesn't seem to be that tight end that says, oh, yeah, at 23, that's a first-round talent. So they might have to wait till a little bit later in the draft to address it.